Just as there's a certain discipline during the season of Lent, a prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, there's also a discipline of the Easter season as well. But the discipline of the Easter season is all about those ways that we come to accept God's blessings and allow the virtues to dwell more fully in our hearts. If there's a way that the Lenten season is about letting go, giving up, and kind of pushing things away of the world, the Easter season is all about a filling, of allowing God to come in, to fill us, to bless us in various ways. We hear of this blessing happening in Jesus' interaction with his disciples. They catch more than they expect. More is provided for them than they could even expect. There's a greater blessing that they could anticipate. Something that sometimes we can almost give up on is the notion that God will bless us, that God wants to bless us in some ways. We can experience sometimes that despair, that hopelessness, that giving up when we experience some kind of illness, whether it's a physical illness, an emotional illness, or a spiritual illness. And we're just at that point of having God bless us, but we can give up just short, so to speak, of that blessing line that God would be giving to us. So especially as we go through the Easter season today, I encourage all of us to enter into the Easter discipline of looking for those ways that God desires to bless us, of inviting God to bless us and to fill us with that, and especially of inviting in and almost pre-thanking God for the healing that God wants to give us, whether that's physical, emotional, or spiritual, and even for those who will be passing forward for the anointing of the sick or for prayer ministry after Mass today, encourage you. Begin by saying, God, I thank you for the healing that I know you want to bless me with today. By having that act of faith, by looking for that blessing, we enter into the Easter spirit.